शांति। Meditation is the art of receiving strength from the divine. Meditation is the art of receiving strength from the divine. But what to do? How to do? So that I can become such an artist. Often, as soon as we sit to meditate, so many distractions emerge in the mind. What to do? How to do? So that strength from the divine can be received. The first step is let me connect with my own divinity. The first step is let me connect with my own divinity. I can do this easily. I sit with my eyes open. In front is a senior yogi already in that connection. Let me use the senior yogi in front of me as a place to gently focus my attention. Raise from her connection with the divine, flow through the eyes, and that can become like a lift for me. And so, here I am, eyes open, tuning in to another energy, another feeling. If the mind continues to distract. Again, it's easy to take charge of the mind so that I can continue to achieve my goal. Let me imagine for a moment my mind as a room, and I am sitting at a center point in the room of my mind. And in front of me are two huge windows. Outside of these windows pass all the scenes of my life, the people, the responsibilities, the things I would be thinking about and seeing. Here they are, all parading on the other side of these windows. I am separate. I am on the inside of the windows, sitting very comfortably in an armchair in the center of the room of my mind. I am the observer. I am separate. All the people, the responsibilities, the ideas, the concerns, the worries, they are on the outside. I in the inside am separate. Watching through the two huge windows of my eyes. I am separate. I am free. And I'm just enjoying the quiet, peaceful center point in the room of my mind, in this most comfortable armchair. Now, just enjoy the movie, the drama of life as it passes by your windows. Enjoy being separate, being free. Enjoy simply being peaceful and quiet. this is the first step. Simply practice coming into this reality. I am an actor who's come off the stage. All the scenes, all the thoughts, all the feelings, they are on the other side. Make a distance. Create the distance. Enjoy being separate. Enjoy the center point. Become free. Enjoy the comfort of this wonderful armchair at the center of the room of your mind. Because when you do this, very naturally, you will arrive at the second step. In the second step, you will become aware of a light so soft, so gentle, here. At this very center point of the room of your mind. As if just here, you are being bathed by a beautiful golden light coming from above. This is the second step. Open yourself to the wonder of that light. So gentle, so quiet, as if you're being wrapped in rays of gentle silence and peace. If the mind wanders and you find yourself again all caught up in the scenes of the drama of life, simply remind yourself, practice this reality. You are separate. Keep bringing yourself back into this armchair. Be separate. Watch the scenes as an observer. Settle into your comfortable armchair. Be separate, be free, and enjoy that light. So peaceful and quiet. When you do this, you will remember the third step, you will remember how your armchair at the very center of the room of your mind turns. It's not stationary. And very gently, very easily, you now turn your chair completely around with your back towards those windows. And you discover another window at the back of the room of your mind. As if a magical window through which flows this same golden light. And now you become aware of how your whole room of the mind is being flooded by this golden light. So peaceful, so filled with gentle silence, coming from beyond. All you need to do is simply agree. Agree to be wrapped in these golden waves coming from above and beyond. Agree that there really could be such a reality within when I separate from all the thoughts and the feelings created by the drama of life. Come. Give yourself over to this seat so filled with light at the very center point of your being. Come. Your divinity, your peace, your light is calling you. will you not be joined? Will you not be melted? I need to is agree that inside me there could be such a light, such a feeling at the very center point of my being. Agree and go there. Be there. Again and again, come to the center point and face the magical window. Let yourself be flooded . Open yourself to that light that you are. Be separate, be free. Enjoy. Your divine self. Inner strength starts here. In the peace and quiet of my centeredness, get ready to turn again towards the drama of life and become an active actor on the stage of life. There's the desire to bring with me the quiet of this inner peace and light, and so even as I now bring my attention gently back to the two huge windows, my eyes at the front of the room of my mind, I bring with me that light from my inner truth, and again seek to share that through the eyes as I go through my day. If ever thoughts and feelings from the scenes of life tend to overwhelm, let me come back to the armchair at the center of the room of my mind. Let me come back to that feeling of light and peace again and again. Not as an effort or even a discipline, but simply the art of receiving before I give. The art of filling. The art of being. Being who I really am and what I really am, and that is this great, pure, divine light. Within. And so, as we end this morning's meditation, you will choose how you would like to continue your practice. Those of you who have not yet had a tour of our campus, you will please remain seated. That tour will begin in a few minutes. And those of you who have had the tour are invited to go now for a walk in the countryside. And so, you are invited to gently rise and holding that divinity, sharing that light through the eyes, begin to walk to the door and out, and see if you can't remain in your beauty and truth throughout the whole walk. Our brother David is waiting for you outside to lead you on this walk of silence. Those who will do the tour are invited to please remain seated.